That would be 100%.
We have two online. Sari Sommerstrom, it's your turn to speak.
Hi, yeah, this is Sari Sommerstrom from Scott Valley. I just want to say that there is a concern about other people, other entities doing implementation of the GSP. Right now, the GSA does not have to be the only one to implement the GSP actions. On the positive side, that is good. There's a lot of different entities that are interested in doing projects that relate directly, sometimes only indirectly, to groundwater. But sometimes we don't even know what those projects are. There's no seem to be a coordinating function by the GSA to understand all the other entities that are out there doing projects that may or may not benefit the goals and activities of the GSP. And so we need a coordinating function of some sort to at least report what else is going on, share the results of those projects. There's just right now no mechanism, at least on the Scott Valley side, for all the multiple entities that are involved. And sometimes they're, you know, we just want to be sure that these other efforts are complementing, not that the GSA and the GSP have to have veto power on other entities. That's not what I'm suggesting. But we need to be aware of all the efforts that are going on and make sure that they are complementing and helping towards the same goals and not contradicting or going backwards. That's just a comment on how we can put this into your process.
Thank you.
Nick Jocelyn, it's your turn to speak.
Nick Jocelyn, Mount Shasta, California. It wasn't clear to me how the groups that were interviewed were selected, and it mentioned environmental groups, and there's been a number of us that have been participating for quite a while, and I'm not sure that any of us were asked to the interview process, so I was just curious who the environmental representatives were that were interviewed and how were they selected? That's a question to the presenters.
Thanks, Nick. I believe in the workbook we have a list of the specific folks that we did interview, at least their agency affiliations. We spoke with Caltrout. The interviewees were selected through conversations with the GSA, and a desire to see representation across all three basins. So those were some of the determinations that went into it. We wanted to make sure that we had at least one type of representative that we interviewed in each capacity. So that's how they were selected, was through conversations with the GSA and with the lens of ensuring we had adequate numbers across the board for each of those types of interests.
Yeah, thank you.
I just wanted to add, I think Matt Parker has some like visible disdain for certain groups, and so it's kind of troubling that people who've been participating for years weren't asked to be included, because we are trying to participate, and I think if there's like someone with personal problems that's gatekeeping the process, it doesn't really lend to transparency. Thanks.
Yeah, I just wanted to add that we were limited in the number of interviews that we could conduct by our budget, and we did actually interview, we interviewed as many as we could with what we had available. So,
okay. Thank you. This is a back and forth dialogue, so I appreciate the response.
Yeah.
Okay, anyone else?
Angelina Cook, it's your turn to speak.
Hi. I would like to back up what the last speaker just said. I've been attending the Shasta Valley Sigma meetings for many years since it began, and I've been, it feels like more or less disregarded in my comments and participation, but I'm gonna go ahead and comment again today. One question for Stantec, can you tell, say the status of the grant application you have into DWR, at what point will those grant applications be ready for public review, and when will the awards be announced, do you know?
Go ahead and finish up your comments, Angelina, and we'll get the answer to that.
Okay. My first comment is about really embracing Sigma as kind of overall mechanism for the entire county, not just the basins, overdrafted basins, to really embrace preventing drought and the catastrophic consequences of unmitigated drought in Siskiyou County. It seems this is a state-run effort, but it comes down to the county to make sure that all water users have water available, especially for the most beneficial uses. So I really want to encourage leveraging Sigma to improve conservation education, specifically with our public agencies. Our cities and service districts are very much behind the ball as far as promoting conservation as an ethic in our county, and I think that Sigma could really pick that up, and it would create more of a opportunity for citizens to engage in a positive way and embrace more proactive solutions that are lower hanging fruit, less expensive, less technical. So yeah, I just want to reiterate the importance of embracing conservation in Siskiyou County. And I also want to encourage, like in the funding resources and the implementation and administration piece, it feels like there's a huge opportunity with a lot of these resilience grant programs coming online. I know the Economic Development Council just got something. It feels like we have an opportunity to combine our fragmented, disparate efforts in responding rationally to climate change and drought and wildfire. So I just encourage some more integration between the various grant opportunities and really take Sigma seriously and really engage people and do things that we used to not do, such as promote conservation.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I'll respond regarding the DWR grant question. So it's currently being reviewed by DWR. We expect to hear a draft award list with what may be funded come May or June. At that point, DWR will have a public comment period where folks can review the grant proposals. And then I don't recall when final awards are notified for everyone, and then the contract process begins in late fall this year.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
Sure, no other comment.
This is Theo Johnson, and I'm on the GSA Advisory Committee. And so I was just hoping maybe we could hear a little more details about how this gets finalized. It sounds kind of like a user
to the board.
It sounds kind of like a user manual for the GSP in a way. And so I was curious, when does the advisory committee get to look at it? And is there a public comment? Is there going to be public comment invited on it? Because it sounds like some people will want to have input on it that are not necessarily an advisory committee or in this room. So I guess I was just curious how the timeline goes. Maybe we can get some more clarity on finalizing it. And then after that, if updates can happen to it, or is it kind of something that we keep working with over time?
Mr. Parker, thank you.
Yeah, this will go to the committees at some point once the actual document is completed. So they will be kept in the loop on this as well.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Through the chair, we have one more.
No more?
Yeah, one more. User in the color ending in 3332 is your turn to speak.
Hello, thank you, Chairman. This is Brandon Bieber. I'm not sure. I may have missed the general public comment time. I have a comment that is not on the agenda. Is now appropriate or not?
This is regarding the agendized items. We already had public comment. Why don't you wait till we close this, and I will allow you a public comment.
Okay.
Anyone else regarding this item?
Showing none online.
Ladies, thank you very much.
Just for clarification through the chair before, and Mr. Parker, if you would just come up for a minute here. One of the things I want to acknowledge that each of the advisory committee chairs were interviewed, which I would hope that would at least communicate from their committee members, at least what has been discussed or some of the concerns that had arose during those meetings. I hope that. I can't imagine it was just one view. But at any rate, and then I heard the word overdraft and Sigma going countywide. I think our basins are medium priority, and it only applies to those medium priority boundaries. Is that correct?
Correct. So View Valley, Scout Valley, Shasta Valley, groundwater basins. For this effort, those are the only three under this effort.
And what's the stats? Medium priority?
We're medium priority, and we're not considered overdraft.
Okay, and then lastly, for I guess clarification, this we're dealing with groundwater. Period. Is that correct? There seems to be this input towards it's dealing with all water, and I don't think that's what we're charged with Sigma. So, if you want to clarify that a little bit, or maybe I'm off.
I couldn't repeat the law verbatim, but essentially the GSA is granted authority over groundwater management, not surface water management.
Okay.
However, groundwater actions that may affect surface water should be accounted for, but
understood.
That's a whole... That's...
Understood.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. And ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate the presentation. A lot of work ahead of us.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we will be back in the spring with another round of digging into some of the actual actions and then prioritizing some of the actions in terms of your term. So thank you all so much.
Wendy, I'm going to take this one public comment, and then we're going to go to a break for you.
Thank you. That would be nice.
Public comment. Just for the record, we do public comment in the very beginning on items that are not on the agenda, and I will allow you this moment for 3 minutes.
Caller ending in 3332, it's your turn to speak.
And I need a name.
Well, thank you very much, Chairman, and it's almost afternoon, so good afternoon, Board of Supervisors. My name is Brandy Bieber. I'm a resident of Del Mar County. And I appreciate the opportunity to comment to you today on our two counties' shared interest in pulling the same health officer, Mr. Aaron Stutz. Both Siskiyou and Del Mar County employed Stutz as a health officer. And I would like to commend Siskiyou County and this board for having a balanced approach recognizing citizens' U.S. Constitution freedoms while informing and educating the public about health safety risks. From an outsider's perspective, I think Siskiyou County handled the COVID pandemic very well. In contrast, Del Mar County was not so lucky. Our health officer, Mr. Stutz, authored a county ordinance that threatened the arrest of citizens who did not wear a mask in public. Of course, no one was arrested, but I viewed this health ordinance with the county letterhead, Del Mar County letterhead, as a terrorist threat. Stutz used coercive measures threatening to separate families who strayed from his illegal mandate. Needless to say, our community is still struggling to recover from the economic hardships he placed on our community. The discussions of unconstitutional harassment is not why I'm here to comment. I'm here to implore this board to inquire about our two counties being represented by the same individual. I believe Stutz is double billing Siskiyou and Del Mar County for services he's not even really providing. I have the Del Mar County invoice and payment schedule that reflects Stutz was paid tens of thousands of dollars for participating in online webinars. I've made several public records requests to assist you, County, for payments and invoices for steps. And Siskiyou County contact Cindy Prohaska has refused to provide those documents. Gilmer County invoices and payments are available to cross-reference and compare the thought that that's double billing for the so-called service. Not only is Stutz double billing for his non-service, he's also engaging in a conflict of interest by accepting COVID Payback Protection Program for forgivable loans on behalf of Cascade Emergency Medicine. These funds are directly related to his imposed health policy and are grounds for termination.
Okay, you need to wrap it up for us?
I'd just like to request this board look into Stutz's Form 700 form, statement of economic interest,
okay,
and in conclusion, if he's double billing. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to take a break here so Wendy can muster.
Get up and move.
A couple minutes there, Wendy. You